Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hey, welcome to Wisdom Wednesday, February 7th, 2018. Steve Cypress here, nearing another spectacular, beautiful sunset, the end of another beautiful winter day here in sunny Arizona. Just noticed looking in the video camera that I haven't shaved for a couple of days, but I will be shaving bright and early tomorrow morning because I'm on a 6 a.m. flight to L.A. to spend a couple of days with some really top marketing minds, people flying in from all over the world. Hello, Phyllis. Good seeing you here. So I'll be coming to you live from beautiful L.A., Los Angeles, La La Land tomorrow. Another beautiful place to be in the winter. I highly recommend it. Today's Rhino of the Day is a rhino from page 79 of Scott Alexander's book, Advanced Rhinocerology. It is this baby rhino. Let's get a good look at it. There we go, the baby rhino, and the caption is, "You were born a rhinoceros. The doctor didn't have to slap your bottom to get you going, because you're a rhinoceros. However, that is one ugly baby, is it not?" Which is why I use that for the Rhino of the Day, because I'm here to give you my Wisdom Wednesday tip of the day that ugly sells. Now, what do I mean by that? It doesn't mean it sells all the time. I mean, you've heard sex sells. Now, sex doesn't really sell, but it gets attention, and for the same reason, ugly gets attention. And sometimes that's why ugly works to sell. Not all the time, but there are some times. So consult with your marketing consultant or your marketing group, like a mastermind group that you're in. Get the opinions on this. Show them your stuff. But I'll give you some examples. I'm sure you can think of some right off the bat. Hey, CJ. There are ugly Christmas sweaters. Hey, Jim. People have contests every year. Who's got the ugliest ugly Christmas sweater? I'm sure if I looked it up, there are millions of dollars worth of ugly Christmas sweaters sold, because it's a joke on the old, even a regular Christmas sweater is kind of ugly. So there are people who make outright, who can make the ugliest sweater. I know that when we go to a farmer's market and we get actually organically, locally grown produce, it's often ugly. Like carrots. You ever seen carrots? They don't look like they look in a bag at a regular mass supermarket where they're all straight and perfect and, you know, lined up in a bag. When you get them at a farmer's market, you ever been there? You see the carrots? They're like growing all kinds of crazy, twisting around, and they're all different shapes and whatever. And, oh, that, you know, if I saw these straight, all looking the same carrots at a farmer's market, I go, ooh, those look mass-produced, typical, regular, cheap carrots. But, wow, these exotic, strange, ugly ones that are grown in all kinds of crazy ways, I guess that proves that they were locally grown and organically grown, and they must be better. So there's another place that ugly sells. Some other places ugly sells. Well, I'll just give you Wednesday, as I'm having a new website and a new brochure produced, so that my online and my offline, the way I put myself forward as a consultant and expert and speaker and so forth, how I look to the world both online and offline, I'm having them done. And I'm having the typical issue that I have with the brochure piece with the graphic artist. And it's funny, it just made me chuckle, because she's like, you know, she gave back the, you know, I sent what I wanted, and she sent it back, and she changed it all around. She centered things and, you know, made things look bigger and this and that and whatever, and made all, you know, had all kinds of different crazy fonts. She made them all like the same nice looking font, one or two fonts or whatever. And I was like, whoa, I wanted it to be, you know, the way I sent it. She's like, well, it's violating the rules of modern design. It's the same thing I have whenever I spent 3.5 years as a consultant with the Yellow Page company. And the Yellow Pages, if you ever advertise there, one of the things they do, like lots of newspapers and magazines and such, you pay the money and they say, we'll create the ad for you. Now, first of all, it's another tip off on a tangent, but I'll just mention it. You never want to do that, by the way, because they don't know what they're doing. And here's an example why. They have very low-level graphic designers who know graphic design, and they're taught how to center things and have lots of white space and make it look pretty, but they don't know how to create copy that sells. They don't know how to create ads that sell, and often ugly sells in an ad or on a website or in a brochure. Because I'm like, look, I need you to put back all of those crazy, haphazard, different fonts that look clunky and ugly. She's like, you know, this is an overwhelming amount of information. No one's going to read all that. I'm like, that's pretty much the point, okay? This is a six-page brochure that is just filled with, sort of, to the edges of the pages with all kinds of different fonts and with dozens of testimonials and dozens of photos and captions, and it all looks like a big ugly mishmash. It's not the way I want it done. I send it back to her, like, put it back where it's off-centered and clunky and it doesn't flow, and the fonts, and then there's underlining and there's highlighting, and the whole thing is just kind of crazy mishmash. And I'm like, that's the whole point. Okay, when I first saw it, it's based on a model of a very successful entrepreneur that I'm using. When I first saw it, I was like, I didn't read the whole thing, but it has what we call the thud factor. It's got so much stuff that you just go, this must be impressive. This is an impressive guy. I'm not going to read all these words, but it's got all kinds of words, and I can skim it and read some headlines and bullet points that say things like, you know, this will say Steve has shared the stage with dozens of the world's top speakers, and Steve is one of the nation's top business experts, and it's got all the underlying verbiage of why and whatever. Like, only the most analytical, over-analytical person is going to read all that, but they'll see the headline, maybe, or they'll just see, like, wow, this lots of stuff here. Lots of photos, lots of quotes, lots of whatever. He must be somebody. And the point is, you got to break through the clutter. Okay, so when I send a brochure to event hosts to get speaking gigs to book me as a speaker, for instance, they get bombarded with those. I know I've hosted over 600 events myself. They get 2-3 of those brochures a day, and emails and contacts and phone calls and whatever, and they all look the same. Everyone's got their nice looking one sheet, and it all looks very slick and easy to read, and, you know, simple fonts, and it's all centered and nice, so they can skim that thing in 1 second, and like, yeah, whatever, all the same. And then mine comes in, and it's like, what the heck is this? This is a clunky, crazy. It has what we call an engagement factor. The clunkiness, the ugliness, is people need to take time to read it. It's not going to flow. It's not going to be easy to read. So they have to engage. So once they now realize that I don't have a one sheet, I got a six-pager full of all kinds of stuff that's not easy to read. When they look up at the clock, if they did afterwards, they're like, holy moly, I just spent 10 minutes on this thing, where they spent 12 seconds on a one sheet. Because those all look the same for the speakers. They're like, yeah, there's their photo, there's their bio, there's their bullet points, there's a couple of there's the contact information. It's all the same. Boom, 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 boom. Same with resumes, by the way. Same with websites, by the way. I'll give you some examples of ugly websites. You ever heard of this one? It's kind of obscure, but it's this website called Google.com. Last I checked, they're not winning many design awards for the best designed website, because you go there, and unless it's some kind of one of the holidays, and they make up lots of them, somebody's birthday and somebody's whatever every day, and even when it is, that's it. I mean, there's just a box. It says Google, and there's a box. And then there's a button, right? Search, or click here, or whatever it says. I mean, it's not winning any design awards, and even when they have their little characters and their little animations, I mean, that's it. It's not an interesting, good-looking page. Neither is Amazon.com. Amazon.com, the most successful website of all time by far. And have you looked at the website from a design perspective? Doesn't look pretty. Doesn't look good. It's not. It wouldn't win any designs. No graphic designer would say, I'm so proud that I produced that thing. So pay attention and get the message that sometimes slick and perfectly and beautifully done is not going to break through the clutter, not going to get attention, and therefore nobody's going to read your message. They're not even going to take the time and look at it and spend the time examining your website, your brochure, your business card, and not going to do business with you. So ugly sells a lot of the time. Does the first thing you need to do, which is it definitely gets attention. It stands out in a world where everything else is pretty. You want yours to be ugly. All right. Same, by the way, postcards, sales letters, everything. Okay. Jerdog is here. Good seeing you. I don't see any questions, comments, concerns, so I'm going to thank everybody for being here live and watching on the replay and joining me for another beautiful sunset at the end of another spectacular winter day here in Arizona. Highly recommend it to everybody. Go ahead and make all your stuff ugly. Now, don't go too far, because it depends what industry you're in, and it depends how you do it. It's not just as simple as, you know, make it ugly. There are all kinds of specific ways to do it properly and ways to do it wrong. So make sure you're consulting with someone that knows what they're doing. Otherwise, you're stuck with just doing what everyone else does and making it look like it's supposed to look and like it's normal and that you don't stand out from the crowd. Hey, Phil, speaking of someone who stands out from the crowd, great seeing you guys here. I'll be back tomorrow coming to you from La La Land, beautiful L.A., California, on Throwback Thursday. So thanks for being here today, and I will catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.